Sai Ram, dear listeners, and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and I place my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Today is 15th of September, and the climate and weather condition here at the Prashanthalayam Ashram is quite pleasant. In today's segment of Seva and Sadhana, I'll be playing for you a conversation that I recorded just a month ago with Dr. M.K. Turki. Dr. M.K. Turki is from Jammu and Kashmir, and he is a veterinary doctor by profession and is associated with Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for the state Jammu and Kashmir from the year 1980, and is actively involved in the organization from the year 1990, and has served as Seva Dal Samiti convener of different samitis, and has worked in all spheres of the Sai organization, be it service wing, spiritual wing, Bal Vikas activities, and other service activities. Presently, Dr. Turki is state coordinator for service wing of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization and also for Prashanti Seva of Jammu and Kashmir at Prashanthalayam. Moreover, sir is also secretary of Sai Prashanti Trust, Jammu and Kashmir, since the year 2015. So in this conversation, Dr. Turki will be talking to us about the various service activities that the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization is undertaking in the state of Jammu and Kashmir. So let's listen to this conversation. Sai Ram sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Sai Ram sir.
Swami has given a lot of importance to service to society. Throughout his earthly sojourn, he has not only given discourses but also has shown it through practice by starting many service projects in the field of medicine, in the field of education, then many drinking water projects. We all know about it. And inspired by these service projects, almost all Swami's devotees take part in service activities in their own places, in their own capacities. And Swami, with all love and compassion, has started the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for the benefit of devotees, which helps devotees to take part in service activities. And this Seva organization is there around the world. And in this segment, we speak to Swami's devotees and the members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization and come to know about the different activities that they are involved in, and also listen to their experience of being involved in such activities and get inspired by listening to the messages and what they have learned from these activities. So in the last couple of years, we have spoken to many members of the Sai organization from different states of India. Yes. And we have covered almost all states of India, but we couldn't cover Jammu and Kashmir state, and we were eagerly waiting for some representative from Sai organization from Jammu and Kashmir state, and we are very happy to have you here. You are the state coordinator of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for Jammu and Kashmir in the service wing, and also for Prashanti Seva
and secretary of the Sai Prashanti Trust.
Yeah. So once again, a warm welcome to you. Now this Jammu and Kashmir state, it's situated in the Himalayan mountains, and we all know about the beautiful mountainous landscapes, the beautiful gardens there, the lakes, and this attracts a lot of tourists from all over India to Jammu and Kashmir, and it has also got the Amarnath and Vaishno Devi temple, the pilgrimage places. But other than this, Jammu and Kashmir is also known for the unrest and tension because of the violence and militant activities. Most of the time in news headlines, we come across this news about the tension that is prevailing there because of the partition of India into two countries, Pakistan and Hindustan, in the year 1947. And the unrest continues till date, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we are curious to know how the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization and Swami's devotees are following Swami's teachings in this state full of tension and unrest.
Yes, of course.
So for the next 45 minutes or so, we want you to talk about the activities, the Sai organizational activities that's happening in Jammu and Kashmir. To begin this conversation, sir, let's start by you telling us, when did you first see Swami and how you got involved in Sai organization?
I got involved in Sai organization right from the 80s. But I was not active worker in those days. It is the days when Swami visited Kashmir in June 1980.
Okay.
And he was there with the army commander's 15 corps, which is army headquarters in Kashmir at Badami Bagh cantonment. So I used to go to the cantonment for treating the various patients over there because I myself profession my doctor. So I was on deputation from the state government to that place. So I was looking after all their dairies and other things which were established in the cantonment. So the corps commander of this an army unit which is there in 15 corps also invited me to be there on the day when Swami visited there. So I had a blissful darshan of the Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba first time in 1980 there.
Okay,
and nice. And I had a chance, it was and by the grace of the Swami that I had a chance to be just before in front of him. And once he was giving the darshan to the people or to the army people and other civilians who were present there, Swami put his hand on my hand. And that time I was not personally myself knowing where do I stand. I was vibrated throughout my body and I could not make out what is happening to me. It is after 10 minutes I got in my senses, my proper senses, and such a blissful day I can't forget till date. It is from that date I got involved in the organization. I inquired about all the things, Swami's mission and his teachings and his organizations which are separate throughout the India. So I got involved in the activities there, not actively because of the service conditions somewhere, postings and other these things. I was not actively involved in the organization. But all the pujas, all the bhajans I was attending at our home also, and different manifestations occurred during the bhajans at our home by way of creation of the vibhutis on Bhagwan's photos, some honey, milk and kumkum, dry fruits were coming out from the photos, and lot of things which made me to surprise about the presence of the Swami being felt everywhere and each sphere of the life which were having in those days.
Then you started coming to Puttaparthi to have Swami's darshan?
I had come in Puttaparthi in 1989, first time.
Oh, okay.
After 8 years. And I had again the Swami's darshan there. I felt myself blissful also here, noting all the environment, all the things which were happening here right from the morning till evening. And those are where the days to be when Swami used to come and giving a blissful darshan, and one was getting admired by his love. So afterwards, in 1990, I got actively involved in the organization. I worked in all spheres of the organization initially by attending all bhajans, all seva activities, whether it is spiritual, whether it was in service or whether it was any bal vikas activities. I got involved in those things and I worked in almost all spheres. Then I was the samiti convener of the two samitis, Gandhinagar and Shastri Nagar Samiti. I was the convener for about 3 years. Then I became the state coordinator of the state, heading the services activities as well as Prashanti Seva activities in the state. And thereafter we turned no back. I was just as a Seva Dal member of the organization, performing all the duties and performing all the activities which were growing in these spheres.
Very nice, wonderful. In fact, it's very nice to know how Swami himself came to Jammu Kashmir to give you darshan.
Yes, I can't forget those days. Yes.
He took you into his fold. And later on, yeah, as you said, you became a Swami's devotee and started coming to Patti.
Yes.
So now you please throw some light on the different activities that the SAI organization is conducting in Jammu Kashmir.
Organization, as it is presently working in the Jammu, as you rightly said, because of the turmoil and unfavorable conditions prevailing in the valley, we don't have any organization or working in the valley currently, in the Kashmir Valley itself.
Okay.
Because of the unfavorable conditions and a lot of people who are minority committee and they have migrated to the Jammu.
So there are two parts, Jammu and Kashmir.
Three divisions of the Jammu and Kashmir state. One is Kashmir, another is in Jammu, and third is the Leh Ladakh. And winter capital of the state, you must be knowing, it is in the summers, it is in Srinagar, yes. Kashmir, and in the winter, it is in Jammu, sir. So our main activities, jo present day of the organization, is in the Jammu division itself, where organization is working and carrying out all the activities from time to time in the, for the benefit of the humanity. You know. So in Kashmir divisions, because of the restricted movement, could not take some more steps there, and maybe with the Swami's grace things would be peaceful in the future, and we will start our activities in Kashmir too, which is already in our mind, and we are trying to separate our movement which we are carrying out in Jammu. Main thrust is on the first service, second spiritual activities, and third to the Balvikas activities. Our main thrust on these three things. So in the service activities, our first main object is currently which we have taken as a new procedure under National Narayan Seva Program, and mainly on the village integrated program as well as in National Narayan Seva Program. We are serving about 250 to 300 people on each Sunday. We have a general hospital there, government-run general hospital, government medical college hospital, Jammu, where a lot of patients come from the far-flung areas and who have carrying attendants with them, which have little means of the support in Jammu itself because they belong from the hilly regions or some far-flung areas. Their medical facilities are not there to the extent what we have got in the Jammu. So for specialized treatments, these patients come to the Jammu along with the attendants, and they put these attendants put up in their sarai, in the sarai, which is called as a Red Cross sarai, or nearby places to get their shelter. And they feel a lot of difficulties because of the meager economic conditions. They feel a lot of difficulties to meet over their food and extra. So we have decided, the organization decided, to carry out a Narayan Seva type of a thing or service activity in the hospital itself. And on each Sunday of the month, about 250 and 300 people are being provided with the breakfast early in the morning at 8 a.m., having tea, coffee, or snacks and other biscuits. We are providing them free of cost.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Mm. And in this way, so far, in this current year, we have served about 10,000 people. So far, we have provided this type of the breakfast early in the morning in the general hospital on each Sunday.
Mm.
So there are four Sundays that accordingly we have provided about 10 these type of this and food or the breakfast to about 10,000 of people so far.
Very nice.
So these attendants also who are putting up in the Sarai and nearby localities, we are providing dinner on every Tuesday.
Wow.
Carrying out the food, chapati, rice, dal and vegetables and some puddings, sweets, and as and when required, fruits, and also as a dinner on each Tuesday of the week. And by this way, we are serving about 200 people on each Tuesday, and so far we have served about 6,000 people. Previously, we used to serve for 2 days, Thursday as well as Tuesdays. Now, because of the strength, keeping in view of the strength of the attendants who are putting up the sarai, so we are feeding them on each and every Tuesday.
Okay.
This is the main thing we are in the service activities we are carrying out. And in addition, we have adopted Mother Teresa home also, where certain destitute women are putting up, and we are providing a food to them twice in a month. After every fortnightly, we are providing food to them. We give them dry food items there, which is being prepared in their langar kitchen, and accordingly they are fed up in the Mother Teresa home. Second thing, we have a Kushta ashram there at Bhagwati Nagar, where about 80 inmates were there, which are quite handicapped, and so we provide them twice in a month food, clothing, and depending upon the season, warm clothing, warm kambals, summer clothing, summer other utensils, and food to these inmates there. And moreover, we have a deaf and dumb house there, where people are there, and in monthly basis we are going to there, cleaning their toilets, cleaning their washrooms, mm-hmm. and providing them with the food items. Packet food is being served there, which our devotees are making at their home, and we are carrying them around about in 400, 500 food packets to that part of, and along by nearby clusters, and we are distributing those in these areas. And above all, the blood donation camps being organized time and again because of the cross-firing. There has been a lot of injuries among the civilians because of the militant attacks in the far-flung, the border areas. People come to the Jammu with all these injuries and all those things, whether they may be civilians or they our security forces. So our devotees go and give their blood donations. Camps are being held time and again to provide this service for the cause of the humanity. Moreover, on every Thursday, we have a Udhampur district, one of the main districts in the Jammu division. We have Udhampur district. Also, a langar is being organized there and food is being prepared.
Langar means?
Langar means a kitchen sort of thing. Common langar, kitchen sort of thing, where our volunteers of the organization, where our Sevadal people go and they prepare food themselves. Rice, vegetables and some curds and all the little things of, all other little things, and about 400 to 500 people, needy people, who do not have even little means to have their food, they are being fed on every Thursday in Udhampur as well as in Araspura. We have another place at Araspura. It is a tehsil headquarter. So Araspura also, where we have also a science center at Araspura and small science center at Araspura. This practice is being practiced also over there. So in addition, we are performing the marriage of the poor girls who are quite poor and live in a far-flung areas. We conduct the economic survey of these houses, whether who is actually the economic and cannot afford the marriage of their adult girls. So we, our organization is helping by way of providing them clothing, fresh clothes for the bride as well as bridegroom, and providing all food items for the baratis, about 150 people or 200 people maybe there, and all type of the things, maybe rice, maybe dal, maybe oils, maybe spices, vegetables, all required things in respect of providing a good food to the varieties. The organization comes forward and provides these food items to, and they remain there till baratis take their food nicely with all other dishes and simple dishes. May not, is not so complicated thing, but no, simple dishes, maybe around 4 or 5 dishes, and we are preparing on all the expenses are borne by the organization, in addition to the clothings and other required things to these girls. By this way, so we have performed around about 120 marriages so far. Other seva activities, we perform medical and veterinary camps. We are doing on monthly basis in villages and we have been surveyed previously where people are not getting these facilities at the doorsteps. There is no medical aid in these villages, or it may be veterinary aid. They are not being provided for their livestock, maybe cattle, maybe their other small livestock, for which they depend upon their economy by way of milk, wool, and other byproducts, these small villagers. So we are providing them with all the facilities. Our in medical sector, our gynecologists, our ophthalmologists, from our organization, or even with dentists or physician specialists, they visit these small villages, small identified villages, and provide the free of medicines there. They examine the patient, and we are providing free of medicines to them quite often on and necessarily once a month in these villages. In animal husbandry sector, in the veterinary sector, we go, our experts who are quite trained in the field of the animal husbandry, our doctors, trained doctors, along with para-veterinary staff, they move in the villages and they vaccinate their cattle. They examine their cattle and see if there is some problem. They provide them with the medicines. They give them the modern scientific effect by holding the village Kisan conferences in these villages and made them acquainted about the latest technologies which are being adopted in other places, low-cost technologies, so that if they can put on a low cost, they can get the higher returns from them, and thereby their economic conditions will be improved by way of the byproducts they are getting. So we are quite oftenly vaccinating them. We are quite oftenly dosing them with the, all the scheduled diseases which has been prescribed as per the manual of the veterinary practice. Against these scheduled diseases, they are being vaccinated They are being provided medicine. They are being provided for mineral mixtures for their milk, increased milk production. They are being taught about the hygiene. They are being taught about the latest type of the housing, low-cost housing. They are being taught how to get best returns from their livestock in the shortest form of the time. So these are the other, also other activities which we are carrying about.
Wonderful. So many nice selfless service activities.
And we have surveyed around 24 villages where the people are economically quite poor and even they cannot afford their meals, both time meals. So in these villages, we are distributing the Amrit Kalash.
Okay.
So Amrit Kalash by way of providing 5 kgs of the rice, 5 kgs of the atta, 2 to 3 kgs of the oil, spices, toiletries, maybe soap, washing powders, toothpastes, toothbrushes, and all these groceries, little items, we on weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we are calling that Amrit Kalash. So yes. Our organization men or Sevadal go there and we, along with the other organization people, and we are providing them with these, which is Amrit Kalash, on weekly basis in these villages so that they could at least get be food for their livelihood.
Yeah.
Livelihood. So this is the one of the main functions of the organization which we are carrying out in these villages, identified villages. Moreover, whenever there is any calamity, maybe floods, maybe fire anywhere, where people are being rendered homeless, or people are being affected by the floods, earthquakes. Or in 2013, we had a havoc in the Jammu and Kashmir. Kashmir division was much more affected, but Jammu division was also affected. There were many districts in Jammu, far-flung areas in Jammu, which were quietly badly hit. And with the landslides, they were being washed away. They're all small rooms, or what they have, you know, at hilly areas and very quite small places to live in. Those were all washed out with the floods, and they had no house to live in. And there was no connectivity at all for days together. And even government, even helicopters could not go by the airlifting was not there because of the bad weather prevailing for about a week there.
Mm.
So those people were helpless there with no food, no shelter. But our organization took a bold step. Our Sevadal went to these areas when connectivity was not there. No roads were there. Everybody,
okay,
even government was waiting that first connectivity should be restored, whether it may be by air or by road. Then the teams would go and help these people. But our Sevadal took a challenge along with about 40 to 50 people, went in these villages in different places where the affected people, it was in the Rajouri district, it was in the Poonch sector, it was in the Doda, it was in the Ramban area, it was in the other places like these, and our Sevadal went and provided along with all food, packed food, dry food, soap, toothpaste and all these brushes and other toiletries which are required for the day-to-day life. Our Sevadal went and provided them at their doorstep, and they said a sea of relief there. And they apprised this so much that no such organization, as it is only the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, which has come forward at their doorsteps and helped it. Irrespective of the caste, whether they were Muslims or they were Hindus or belonging to any community, there was no difference among us because of the Sarvadharma, which just teaches us that each and every humanity is being welcomed in the organization.
There is only one caste, the caste of humanity.
They admire that definitely there is such people and this such organization which has come to their rescue at this juncture by providing all the life-saving things along with the drugs, along with the doctors, and we did that seva. It was, and with the Swami's blessings and it was divine grace. You see, these hilly areas are also infested with the quite number of the lot of militants, but no casualties, nothing, with the divine grace. There were no hardships, there were no casualties, there were no illness, and our seva, they came out with the flying smiles after doing such much of seva in these areas. It was during the flood. So our organization takes definitely a challenge whenever there are such things, maybe flood, maybe earthquake, maybe fire at some place. These fire victims, we provide them food at a common place. If a village is affected by a fire, where there are about 20, 30 people who are families who are being affected, we make food at a one place. We provide them with the clothing till they get a little rehabilitated by some other agencies also. So these are the main seva activities which we are carrying forward, sir.
In fact, a couple of years ago, the disaster management team of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization went to Jammu and Kashmir and trained the Jammu and Kashmir police, right, sir?
Yes, definitely. Disaster management about a year before and about a year and a half before, disaster management has come over to Jammu and Kashmir, and they went to the Srinagar for training Jammu and Kashmir police. The police people admired that training, and where we got such a latest technologies and we got such a latest know-how how to save the people. In even after 4 or 5 months of that training, it was not such a high magnitude and flood, again floods came, and this training, what our organization, our this such science organization, disaster management group, trained the people, it came a long way to help of these people, and they admire really. This was a timely training, yes, well in advance that it may be because of the Swami was knowing that this thing is going to happen. So these people come there and gave them the training and saved a lot of people and rescued a lot of people by those technologies and methods which were taught to them by our disaster management group. Definitely it was there. Also, Bal Niketan School at Jammu, where small orphan children are being there, and the school is there, Bal Niketan Center is there, and we have small children in the age group of the 4 to 5 years up to 17 or 16 years, where these are orphan children. Nobody, whether their parents have died or there is some problem, they have been left or they have been somewhere. So we are going to there. We are just providing that school children with food. Time and again we are going there, providing them the food, giving them the study material, giving them the stationery items, pencils, whether to make copies, books, and food is being also provided by the organization time and again in that center also. That's called a Bal Niketan Center, where these orphan children are there. We have not got any parent, none of their parents with them. This is one of more activities that the organization is taking up. Old age home. We go to the old age home, clean their toilets, clean their washrooms at least once in a month. We go there and provide them the necessity. We ask them that if they require any space, they are short of any space. Sometimes there is demand for oil. Sometimes there is demand for that we are short of the atta. Sometimes they are so that we are short of the soap. So we provide in large numbers, in large quantity, them these items required by them, after asking them that if they require anything more which they need at this juncture. So they give a list of things and we provide them these things, the organization. And it's all voluntarily basis, selfless service, and yes, all on voluntary basis. So we try our best to serve our humanity and carry the message of the Swami to each and every corner of the state. This is our endeavor.
Now the state of Jammu Kashmir, sir, is a Muslim dominant state, and as we said, there's a lot of turmoil happening there even now, a lot of unrest happening there. So how are the local people responding to the activities of Sai organization?
Initially told, since we are taking a Jammu division in a large scale, that way I have initially told you. And wherever we go, whether this is a Muslim dominated area or it is Hindu dominated area, this question does not arise at all. This does not come in the mind of the organization, because there is only one religion. Just we have told there is only one religion, that is religion of God. Yes. So God is also one. So we tell them that we have no credibility towards their religion. This is only the service organized organization. While we provide service to the humanity, mankind, for their betterment, for their economic uplift, to become better persons, teach them spiritual things so that there is transformation in their minds, so that there is some divinity in their minds, and if they change themselves, if there is a change in their mind, in their heart, so it can be transformed to the many peoples. So by this way, they have liked our endeavor to make them to adopt this path for service to the mankind and the humanity. We got a lot of support, whether though may be Muslims, whether though may be Hindus. We hadn't faced any difficulty so far by working under the banner of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organizations in our state. I have just now elaborated some service activities before you. There are the spiritual activities which we are carrying under spiritual sector. We are holding bhajan classes at different places, the way the mantras chanting, and then educator classes, then study circles, distributing Swami's literature, Swami's books, Swami's discourses, Swami's documentaries. Under the spiritual activities, we are carrying out these things in our organization also. Above all, Bal Vikas activities in different schools. We don't have a Swami's school, complete school at all in our state so far. So we have got 5 schools which we have adopted at different places in different villages, where our Bal Vikas gurus, who are quite trained in the Bal Vikas, our ladies and gents, they go in these schools with particular syllabi which has been prescribed under Bal Vikas activities in different age groups. 3 age groups are there. Whatever prescribed syllabi is at the central level which we are receiving, along with the books, we are teaching those children with these books, that proper syllabi, because we have adopted those schools in collaboration with their staff and other organizers of those schools. We are teaching them and also holding special group meetings with them in order to get them learn about their personal hygiene, about their discipline at home, and make them a little more oriented, self-earning oriented, by making candles, by making envelopes, by small paintings, mehndi applications, and small festivals, some festivals are there. They go and they make the mehndi applications on the hands of various persons, various ladies, and by the way, they are earning a little, so that they become also self-oriented in that respects by these, providing these out of the crafts by teaching them these things with the aid of our Bal Vikas gurus. Rangoli makings, these things are small things which these children can make, and they have a quite lot of the affinity towards these things, and at the same time this will give some earnings. When organization there, you know, already during 98 and war with the Pakistan, Kargil War. There were certain lot of children which were left orphaned there, children of laborers, because those porters who were hired by the army for carrying out the arms and ammunition to the hilly reaches, and they got killed because of the firing there, and their families and their children were left orphaned. Also adopted those children. We are going to them, we are giving them all aids by way of the requirements, maybe food items, maybe any sort of clothing, maybe study material, maybe books, maybe their educational aids through our Bal Vikas gurus and other stationery items time and again. And you will be pleased to know that we had brought them here in 2006 here, all Ladakhi children belonging from the far-flung area of Ladakh and areas, little children in the age group of around about 8 years to about 14 years of the age, who have come out, a group of about 20 children had come over here and had a darshan of the Swami, and Swami blessed them here in Kulwan Sai Kulwan Thalan.
Wow. On that occasion, did Swami tell anything specifically to them?
Yes, and he specifically something told them that the God is with you and God will take care of you. So be happy and cheerful under all circumstances. You will progress in your lives.
Wow. That's a wonderful blessing.
The message they got, they were quite admired, and their teachers who had come along with them, they got quite admired with the Swami's sayings like that. And said they have a lot of appreciation. Now they have conducting their own bhajans on at least once in a week. They do these girls, small girls and small girls, boys. They go, they have kept a photo of the Swami in their one room, and just they are having the jyoti in front of the Swami and they are performing bhajans there. They have learned the bhajans without the aid of our spiritual coordinator, who is going there and who is teaching them the bhajans and these and Vedic mantras. Even they have learned and they are performing these in their places also. This is the activity under the Bal Vikas. I am just giving you a brief of it. It is not quite elaborate. I have just given a brief of it. Otherwise, it will take a lot of time to say me all the activities which we are running over in our state.
Swami has always said, wherever His glory is sung, wherever His teachings are followed, wherever His activities are done, His presence is always seen.
Of course.
Can you share few incidences in Jammu Kashmir where you have seen Swami's presence during the activities?
You see, Swami's presence is always being felt in among the devotees and among the other people who have a belief on Swami at each and every sphere of the life, of course. But I will give you some of the miracles which you will be admired to hear it. And for the general masses, one of our Sevadal boy, in the age group of around about 20-21 years of the age, who has already come to the Prashanti for performing these state seva duties, at least 7 to 8 times and so far. So had suffered some kidney damage. A lot of kidney failure was there. He was removed to the different super specialty hospitals in the state and outside the state in the Delhi and PGI also. After being treated, and doctors had little hope because both the kidneys has a failure and doctors had a little hope with regard to the things where the septicemia was there. All the vital organs were also involved. So there was no hope. Doctors have told their parents that it is the matter of time now. But since he was belonging to this Sat Sai Seva organization, they had a faith on Swami. They requested the organization that the file, medical file, which was prepared by the doctors, should go to the Baba and should have a bless on this file so that he may survive. So our state president, Shri Shiv Kumarji Sharma, came here along with that file. Those all prescriptions and other all things which they were doing, these doctors were trying to do it. So he was sitting in the veranda.
Which year was this?
It is 2006 roundabout. It is okay. 2005-2006. Swami came for the darshan and he called, abruptly he called our state president. And he said, what is the matter? What is these papers? He told them, Swami, this is the thing. One of our Sevadal boy, he is in the deep trouble. And doctor, he has all hopes has been left. He is the only son of his parents and only earning hand. So Swami, kindly help and have blessings. Swami put his hand on the high file and he told them that you go back in the evening. So he left in, it was all... Nobody was knowing the meaning of the Swami, what he carried by going back to the evening. Boy was admitted to Chandigarh. Once he reached Chandigarh along with that file, and he narrated that parent that Swami has blessed it. You will be surprised to say that next day the boy came out of the coma and all doctors were wonderstruck. That's how it has happened. It is beyond the medical terminology and we have no words. Some third power, some power is there who has saved this boy. This is one of the greatest miracles. We have noticed it in our organization. And that boy, he's still coming for this. Now he's all right. He's coming for the seva and he's all doing seva. Wow. This is the greatest miracle. And everybody knows it and got admired that really some bliss has come from the Swami which has saved his life. But I will give you one or two more incidents. I have told you in the beginning that there are cross firings. People are being held in between, in Jammu also, in some areas, and there are sporadic incidents. And one area in the Janipur area, once there was an infestation of the militants in that area, it is in the main city. So, Janipura, we have a samiti there. Bhajan was going there, and there were nearly hardly 50 yards away, cross-firing was there between militants and the security forces. And the cross-firing was going out for about 1.5 hours. Lot of people suffered there by way of the injuries and other things. But you will be surprised. While Bhajan was going in our samiti, nothing happened to any of our member of the organization and those who were present. No injuries. Even gunshots were going above the building where the bhajan was performed. Gunshots were going above the building and the building was hit by none of the shots as compared to the nearby buildings where the havoc was created. And by seeing that and everybody that how it has happened, that this thing has happened, where a lot of people were sitting in incidents and they were saved, nothing has happened. A bhajan was going out and these are the other things.
The building was shielded by one invisible force.
Divine force.
Yeah,
divine force. The building was, and the inmates also were performing the bhajan.
Correct.
It was, and they never stopped it. The bhajan was going for the 1 hour. They had an aarti also. Where outside cry of the ambulances, Red Cross vans, people crying, running for the safety. So our people were quite safe and nothing has happened. This is another instance. And there are many other instances where Swami's manifestations we are seeing. About 60% houses and of our devotees are being blessed by the Swami's grace by way of these vibhuti, dry fruits, amrit, kumkum, sugars, and different candies, they are coming out, and people are coming, and by manifestation of the Lord Shankara, manifestation with Vibhuti, by manifestation of the Hanuman, manifestation of the other idols, time and again, which we are seeing, and manifestation of Swami's charans, with all thick Vibhutis, and being admired and blessed with that. So, while doing the bhajans, lot of vibhutis comes on the our and this harmonium and other instruments.
Wow.
It is worth to see. and one gets admired, really the Swami's presence, when Swami comes in the bhajans, really, what more we can expect that we see the Swami's presence in our bhajans?
What more sign you want?
In community, we are doing certain community bhajans in villages also, where we are inviting all the people of the village, whether they belong to any religion. We perform their bhajans, along with the other seva activities, such as it may be medical camp, it may be veterinary camp, we perform our bhajan in their community center where a lot of people attend it, and we have seen this presence of the Swami in those bhajans too. And those new people who had not seen this previously, they were wonderstruck to see these things, and we are seeing them. You see, with your own things, there is nothing hidden, and you see how Swami has come and blessed you all over here and has asked you to carry this mission and his goal forward by each and every people of the village. So by that way they get admitted, and our organization gets strength. It is Swami's will that organization should get strength at each and every corner of the village.
Very nice. In fact, when you are telling about how Swami saved the devotees in Jammu Kashmir, I am just reminded of what Swami himself has told to his devotees. Swami has told that wherever you are, get involved in some or the other service activities, so that in future, when that devotee will need Swami's grace and blessings, Swami can shower his blessings infinitely.
Of course. He has also told that you come one step ahead to me, I will come 100 steps. Correct. And I am with you always, wherever you will be, I am with you, and I will be always shielding you. Mm-hmm. Once you have faith and understanding, and she will be with all the devotees, and he will help them in each and every sphere of their life. And the latest thing in the organization has happened that we have got our trust now, because Jammu and Kashmir had no trust so far.
Okay. Huh.
So far. So it is a good news for everybody to note that our organization got a trust in the month of the October 2015. For which we are trying since quite a long time. Mm. We had been working on that to get a trust registered in our state, but with certain bylaws of the state, you know, Jammu Kashmir has got a special status and Article 370 binding different laws in the state. So under those laws, it was quite difficult to get our trust registered and affiliated with the central trust because of certain laws and other courses which are being maintained in our state. We have been trying quite hard, but every time we are having some problem, one way or the legal problem, we consulted all the legal lawyers and other things, but one way or the other way, it was not being successful. Our attempts were not successful. Now, if Swami's desire and with his grace, it is in October 2015 that we got by name of Sai Prashanti Trust, mm-hmm. registered in the court of law with all the bylaws, keeping our organization needs by way of service to the humanity and mankind, irrespective of the caste, religion. So we got the trust under that banner, along with the framed bylaws, the main object to help to the humanity, mm. and to spread the spirituality and to upliftment of the young boys in Bal Vikas sector and other activities. So we had in our convener, maybe settler, we called a settler by trust's technology. We have a secretary. I'm myself the secretary of the trust. We have a state president, Shiv Kumar Sharmaji. He's the convener of the trust, settler of the trust. We have a cashier also. So the trust was registered with all finance and in all accounts. Clear way, the trust was registered. This is the latest news I'm giving you about the Jammu and Kashmir. Because we had no common place in Jammu and Kashmir where the organizational activities could be rent at a common place. Our devotees' main objective and main desire was to construct a Sai Kendra, Sai Seva Center. So in that behalf, we admire to note it that it will be divine, his divine blessings, that during the period of only 5 to 6 months, we were able to procure land for construction of the trust.
Mm, wow.
But one canal of the land, which was given by one of our devotees, free of cost, mm-hmm. for construction, and keeping in view the future expansion and future things to come about the trust and the construction, we acquired one more canal, quite adjacent to it, and in all there is a two canal piece of the land, which we have procured presently, got registered, mutated on the name of the trust, and we are scheduled to perform the Bhumi Pujan of that piece of land along with the Shalinyas on 3rd of the October, where our All India President, Vice All India Vice President, and other dignitaries and state presidents and other trustees to whom we have invited already would grace the occasion on that day. So this is the good news for all. So total cost of the project as regards to finances is required is round about on 4.50 crores for the whole project.
Okay.
It will be in the two phases. In the first phases, we'll be going for the basement and prayer hall where Baba's all photos at all statues will be there, and bhajans and other activities will be held in that prayer hall. And the ground floor will be having the office of the trust, will be having a kitchen, toilets and other parking areas. And then in the second phase, we have also kept provision for the Bal Vikas school, where Bal Vikas children will get all the education in through Bal Vikas gurus, bhajan training center, study circle, and provision for holding all other activities, maybe veterinary camps, maybe medical camps, maybe sadhana center, maybe yoga classes. All these things will be carried out at a central place. So this is the main project which we are presently working presently. Moreover, we have also kept provision in that trust that people from the border area, once they are being hit by the militancy or they are hit by the, they ran from, fled from their place to the safer places. So if such thing happens, we will give a safe shelter to these people who are fleeing from the border areas because of the crossfiring and other things. And so that at least they could have a transitory place there to be there for some days till the normalcy is restored in, in their areas. And third thing, marriage of the poor girls. Because, you know, at present day, a lot of expenses being done for celebrating the marriage, for providing the banquet halls and others, other things. And these poor people cannot afford such things, these poor girls, where they want our help for conducting their marriage. So we have again kept a provision where the marriages will be performed in that premises, and they will have to spend nothing, nothing for them. This provision has been also done.
Very nice.
So these things, this is the latest thing what I am telling you. This is our the main goal presently, and the trust members and all trustees are working in this aspect to get the Swami's dream fulfilled, and more so ever, above all, the dream of his devotees for which they are craving for the long to get the such a place, such a common place at where all these functions would be performed in this state.
Very nice. In fact, thank you very much for sharing all these activities that's happening in Jammu Kashmir. It's very heartening to know how Swami's devotees, in spite of the tension and turmoil that is present in Jammu Kashmir, are still following Swami's teachings and serving the society.
Of course, yes.
So before concluding, sir, we want you to talk about one more aspect. Now, you are involved in these service activities for more than 25 years.
Yes, about 26 years.
Very nice. So you are very much experienced in the service activities. So now we want you to throw some light on the benefits of being involved in seva activities so that we can inspire the present generation youth to come forward and take part in service activities.
Your question is quite valuable. I was about to talk, about to touch this point, but you yourself has questioned me about this thing. It is so great of you. So, you see, it has been our endeavor of the organization that to attract the youth who have to carry forward in future about the organization. So as the present day, you know, the youth is our youth, and whosoever it may be, they are quite involved working in the corporate houses working in other places where they feel themselves quite busy to attend these things and get a little of time towards it. But our endeavor is to attract them towards the organization by whatsoever means it may. So in the first instance, we are trying our best to just attract the youth by way of their participation in our all service activities, whether it is spiritual, whether it is Bal Vikas, whether it is other seva activities which we I have narrated to you. So that at least these youth get inspired that what we are doing, the selfless service to the mankind and the humanity, what we are doing. And a little transformation and about the Swami's teachings, discourses which have been given by the Swami and other documentaries which other states are adopting, which are available at the central level, so that they get inspired about the activities of the organization, that something is being done for the humanity and for their betterment and for their own transformation. And we feel if they get a little transformed, a divinity may come in their mind to attract towards this organization which is doing a selfless services. So our main thrust is to bring them together and see themselves. They should get themselves acquainted. Really something is going on. There is some organization which is on the earth and which is for the creativity and betterment for the generation, whether it may be from the educational side, whether it may be from the study side, whether it may be for the requirement side, and a little of transformation in their mind. So their mind is changed a little bit, and they will spread this message among other youths in their vicinity or in their collaboration, and a change in the society will be formed, and they will be attracted towards the organization. This is our main aim, and we're trying our best to get them in our fold. And in this way, we're heading towards it. Maybe it will take a little time. It is not a easy endeavor, and it may take a little, but our endeavor is to attract the youth which we need for the betterment.
By involving in service activities, the joy that we experience is really can't express in words, right?
That is what I mean to say, that they should get this joy, and that is they should feel themselves. Really, this is the way of the life. And sir, you see, if you go to a wounded patient, or if any patient, you go to the hospital, just have a talk to him softly, or just sit a 15 minutes with him, half of his trouble will be gone by attending him and saying softly to him about his requirements, about his condition, and if he needs something. So if we attract these youth to such type of the activities and blood donations and other things where some people are not getting even food, both times meals, and if they see themselves really, they are getting something, some food there for their survival, and without any emoluments or without any spending anything, and this is work is being done voluntary by any organization. So I think and I assume with the Swami's grace and his bliss, these youth will be attracted towards our organization. So there will be change in the society, there will be transformation, and we know that there should be, which Swami says, that if you work and in the society, they will be transformed, and whole of the India, whole of the world will be transformed, and by these things, if we will be carrying the real sense, if we carry his program forward in all directions.
And Sri Satyasai Seva organization is a very good platform for people to get involved in service activities. There are innumerable service activities in which people can get involved. And somebody very rightly said, sir, just like how in a TV there are hundreds of channels, and we can keep changing the channels, and we can select our own personal favorite channel. So in the same way, even in Satyasai Seva organization, there are many activities which we can choose, which is comfortable and suitable for us, and get involved in that service activity.
There are many aspects which we can do in the part time. If they haven't got the time, let us see what time they have got. And we can assign them such activities where they feel that they are not being lost, there is no loss of time because of their job and other
things. The activity
things.
In which they are interested in.
And the activity above all they are interested in, we can assign to them such activities, and they will feel, Swami will definitely show them the path, and they will be attracted towards this such a platform. This is a noble platform. We don't have anywhere such a platform where these things are happening. And if some layman who do not know these he comes across of these and really says, really, what wonderful job these people are doing selflessly, they are doing.
Okay, sir, thank you very much for coming to studios today and sharing about the activities in Jammu and Kashmir.
I thank you, Vanasanaya, that you have given the patient hearing and listened to our activities of the organization of Jammu and Kashmir, such a far-flung state. Thank you, sir. Vanasanaya, Sairam, sir.
Sairam.
Sairam, dear listeners, and once again, a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Seva and Sadhana, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Till now, you heard a conversation that I had recorded a month ago with Dr. M.K. Turki from the North Indian state of Jammu and Kashmir. He is the state coordinator, service wing of Sri Satyasai Seva organization for the state of Jammu and Kashmir. And in this conversation, sir spoke to us about the various service activities that's happening in Jammu and Kashmir by the Sri Satyasai Seva organization. Dear listeners, I hope you liked this conversation. Please feel free to send your feedback, comments and suggestions about this interview As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. In a while from now, you will be joined by brothers Arvind and Prem for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. Jai Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live. Radio Sai.